The Spring Lake Goose Conservation Order was put in place by Congress in 1999. Today we're going to visit with waterfowl biologist Mike Szymanski. I'm Mike Anderson with the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. Mike, weather dictates when the birds arrive in North Dakota. Not a lot of snow on the landscape.
Sure. The spring snow goose migration is, it's really dictated by a few things. It's not just the immediate weather, but kind of how winter's gone leading up to it, where birds were staging throughout the winter. This year, there's a pretty hard snow line actually set up fairly far south in Nebraska, Kansas, going across Iowa. Once that breaks, there's not going to be a lot to stop birds in North Dakota. I mean, as we sit right now, they're going to have a pretty clear shot to go straight off to Saskatchewan, kind of on a northwest angle. So it'll be a little bit interesting to see how it works this spring. I mean, obviously, we don't have much snow, so we could break pretty early, but there's not a lot of indication of early migration right now because of that very southerly snow line.
When does the conservation order start and end in North Dakota?
So this year we're starting the 20th of February, and it runs through the 9th of May. And it's a very broad time period. Really, the snow geese aren't here even a small portion of that. And you know, it depends a little bit on the spring. Sometimes they're here a little bit longer than other springs. But we go really early just in case we do have birds show up on the early side of things. We have had birds show up at the end of February once or twice, not very often. And then leading out after, the primary hunting period's in April. Last few weeks of March, first couple weeks of April, and then you kind of have this slow back part of the migration where it's primarily juvenile birds that are hanging around. They're really uncommon on the landscape, kind of a needle in a haystack opportunity, but we want to make sure that we have the conservation order open for any of those opportunities.
Okay, the conservation order has been in place over 20 years now. What are the numbers doing, and why do we care about these numbers?
Yeah, so the conservation order is a really unique thing. It's not a hunting season, so it's got its own set of rules associated with it and opportunities that aren't available in a typical federal migratory bird hunting season. So what brought it to be was an alarming trend in population growth rates in mid-continent light geese, Ross's geese, snow geese, and the impacts that they're having on their breeding habitats in the tundra. And tundra habitats don't recover particularly fast. So they were denuding the landscape, changing the ecology of these systems, having effects on other species. And then there's also other considerations for effects on other species throughout the annual cycle that sometimes relate to disease when you have, you know, a couple million birds stacked up in one spot and what that can do if anything bad happened. So the conservation order was brought into play in 1999 and has been in place since.
Okay, and where do they winter?
Snow geese in the mid-continent are primarily wintering in a fairly large range, actually, all the way from Kansas down to Texas and then over across northern Louisiana and throughout the Mississippi Alluvial Valley, Arkansas, Mississippi, southern Missouri, and they kind of move around within that range throughout winter.
Okay, and are the numbers staying stable, or what's happening with the numbers?
Yeah, so like I said, the population growth rate was pretty alarming back in the 80s and 90s, and actually continuing through the early 2000s. As monitoring efforts increased on these birds and analytical methods increased or got better, improved, we started to get a little bit better handle on their population size. And, you know, we were looking at an upwards of 25 million light geese in the mid-continent population roughly 10 years ago. And that number's gone down a fair bit. Now we're kind of in that maybe 12 to 16 million range. And, you know, that's generally a combination of poor reproduction in several years now. Three of the last 5 years have had very poor reproduction. And also this increased harvest. We do harvest a little over a million light geese each year in the conservation order and regular season combined. But the conservation order's making up anywhere between 2/3 and 3/4 of that harvest. Some years even a little bit more. So the conservation order is really important to harvest of light geese in the Mid-Continent region, which includes the Central Mississippi flyways.
Okay, what licenses do you need in the spring?
So in the spring, resident hunters just need to have their small game, general game license, either from the previous year or starting April 1st each year, a new set of licenses, or it can be a sportsman's license. All hunters, resident and non-resident, need to have HIP certification for North Dakota, which is good for all of 2021. And non-resident hunters then just need to have their new 2021 spring light goose conservation order license for North Dakota.
Okay, and hunting light geese in the spring is a little different than hunting in the fall.
It is. You know, the landscape's just a lot different in the spring. It's thawing out. Moisture's coming in that's been sitting around all winter dormant. So it can be pretty soft as far as traveling conditions go on roads, off-trail travel. We want folks to be very cautious with those conditions, not tearing up roads, not driving off trail when conditions are soft. And, you know, that varies a lot year to year. We never recommend just wholesale saying, yeah, it's dry, go ahead and drive off trail. But yeah, there's other equipment that's sometimes needed. You know, sleds become more important to be able to pull decoys out and pull harvested birds out, or four-wheelers as well to be able to get out into some of these spots.
Okay, and regulations are a little different as well.
Yeah, given that it's a conservation order and not a federal hunting season, there are some extra measures in place that are beneficial to harvesting snow geese. One is the use of electronic calls, which is certainly helpful. There are no other birds being harvested during this time period other than light geese, so those come into play and are very helpful. Unplugged shotguns could be used, and also you can hunt until half an hour after sunset.
Mike, how do you think the conservation order is gonna go this year?
Yeah, Mike, it's always a little bit hard to know for sure and predict, but I mean, the indications this year that it's probably not gonna be the best for hunters. Just because of, you know, last fall we had pretty low recruitment into the Mid-Continent light goose population. So that means fewer juveniles flying around, which in general makes snow goose hunting harder. The other factor being our very dry landscape right now and lack of a snow line to hold birds back. So I think birds are going to rush through pretty quickly on the front end of migration. And then after that, you know, opportunities are going to be pretty few and far between. So it's going to be a little bit tougher. I mean, I think the guys that really focus on hunting snow geese can always find opportunities and do pretty well, but by and large, it's going to be a little tougher sledding this year.
A lot of great information, Mike. Thank you.
You bet.